Good morning, this is Krishna McKenzie with A Road Back to Nature, looking at cultural redemption through understanding our relationship with nature and where our food comes from, understanding local foods. So last week I started to share with you a bit from the book that inspired me for all my work, which is The One Straw Revolution, written by Masanobu Fukuoka, who died some years back, a Japanese Zen master farmer, and who had this very profound insight that nature is already perfect and there is nothing that we can do to understand nature. Nature is. There's nothing we can do to improve upon nature. Nature is. And yet we also are nature. So he developed an idea called do-nothing farming, which is a non-interventional way of farming. It's a farming that recognizes the natural systems and processes in nature and tries to mimic them in techniques that don't intervene with nature, that allow nature to really, you know, come to her full potential. After all, nature made the great forests of the world. And, you know, that wasn't Facebook and C++. That's this inherent, amazing energy, the divinity of nature. So what I thought is I'll read you another chapter from this book. It's page 160, and it's called I Was Born to Go to Nursery School. A young man with a small bag over his shoulder walked leisurely up to where we were working in the fields. "Where are you from?" I asked. "Over there." "Well, how did you get here?" "I walked." "Where? Why? What did you come here for?" "I don't know." Most of those who come here are in no hurry to reveal their names or the story of their past. They do not make their purpose very clear either, since many of them do not know why they came. But just come, that is only natural. From the first, man does not know where he comes from or where he is going. To say that you are born from your mother's womb and return to the earth is a biological explanation. But no one really knows what exists before birth or what kind of world is waiting after death. Born without knowing the reason, only to close one's eyes and depart for the infinite unknown, the human being is indeed a tragic creature. The other day, I had found a woven sedge hat left by a group of pilgrims who were visiting the temples of Shikoku. On it were written the words, originally, no east or west, 10 infinite directions. Now, holding the hat in my hands, I asked the youth again where he had come from, and he said that he was the son of a temple priest in Kanazawa. And since it was just foolishness to read scriptures to the dead all day, he wanted to become a farmer. There is no east or west. The sun comes up in the east, sets in the west, but this is merely an astronomical observation. Knowing that you do not understand either east or west is closer to the truth. The fact is, no one knows where the sun comes from. Among the tens of thousands of scriptures, the one to be most grateful for, the one where all the important points are made, is the Heart Sutra. According to this sutra, the Lord Buddha declared, "Form is emptiness, emptiness is form, matter and the spirit are one, but all is void." Man is not alive, is not dead, is unborn and undying. Without old age and disease, without increase and without decrease. The other day, while we were cutting the rice, I said to the youths who were resting against a big pile of straw, I was thinking that when rice is planted in the spring, the seed sends out living shoots, and now we are reaping, it appears to die. The fact that this ritual is repeated year after year means that life continues in this field, and the yearly death is itself yearly birth. You could say that the rice we are cutting now lives continuously. Human beings usually see life and death in a rather short perspective. What meaning can the birth of spring and the death of autumn have for this grass? People think that life is joy and death is sadness, but the rice seed, lying within the earth and sending out shoots in spring, its leaves and stems withering in the fall, still holds within its tiny core the full joy of life. The joy of life does not depart in death. Death is no more than a momentary passing. Wouldn't you say that this rice, because it possesses the full joyousness of life, does not know the sorrow of death? The same thing that happens to rice and barley goes on continuously within the human body. Day by day, hair and nails grow. Tens of thousands of cells die. Tens of thousands more are born. The blood in the body a month ago is not the same blood today. When you think that your own characteristics will be propagated in the bodies of your children and grandchildren, you could say that you are dying and being reborn each day, and yet will live on for many generations after death. If participation in this cycle can be experienced and savored each day, nothing more is necessary. But most people are not able to enjoy life as it passes and changes from day to day. They cling to life as they have already experienced it, and this habitual attachment brings fear of death. Paying attention only to the past, which has already gone, or to the future, which is yet to come, they forget that they are living on the earth, here and now. Struggling in confusion, they watch their lives pass as in a dream. If life and death are realities, isn't human suffering inescapable? There is no life or death. Well, how can you say that? The world itself is a unity of matter within the flow of experience, but people's minds divide phenomena into dualities such as life and death, yin and yang, being and emptiness. The mind comes to believe in the absolute validity of what the senses perceive, and then, for the first time, matter, as it is, turns into objects as human beings normally perceive them. The forms of the material world, concepts of life and death, health and disease, joy and sorrow, all originate in the human mind. In the sutra, when Buddha said that all is void, he was not only denying intrinsic reality to anything which is constructed by human intellect, but he was also declaring that human emotions are illusions. You mean all is illusion? There's nothing left? Nothing left. The concept of void still remains in your mind, apparently, I said to the youth. If you don't know where you came from or where you're going, then how can you be sure you're here, standing in front of me? Is existence meaningless? ... The other morning, I heard a 4-year-old girl ask her mother, "Why was I born into this world? To go to nursery school?" Naturally, her mother could not honestly say, "Yes, that's right, now, so off you go." And yet you could say that people these days are born to go to nursery school. Right up through college, people study diligently to learn why they were born. Scholars and philosophers, even if they ruin their lives in the attempt, say they will be satisfied to understand this one thing. Originally, human beings had no purpose. Now, dreaming up some purpose or another, they struggle away trying to find the meaning of life. It is a one-man wrestling match. There is no purpose one has to think about or go out in search of. You would do well to ask the children whether or not a life without purpose is meaningless. From the time they enter nursery school, people's problems, sorrows begin. The human being was a happy creature, but he created a hard world and now struggles trying to break out of it. In nature, there is life and death, and nature is joyful. In human society, there is life and death, and people live in sorrow. Yeah, so that's another chapter. It's very, very deep, very meaningful, very moving, Fukuoka's words. For me, this is the backbone of the foundation from which all my interest to do this natural farming has spread. I haven't started this to try and, you know, grow ladies' fingers. It's more an inner sort of search, and the more I go into natural farming and closer to observation of how nature can create such marvels and such abundance, the more I see this non-dualistic philosophy expressed by nature. And I believe that if we go into this non-dualistic, you know, philosophy deeply, I believe if we go into our relationship with nature deeply, this non-dualistic philosophy actually reveals itself to us through the plants, through the nature. And in that, there's an immense beauty, an immense depth. And that's what I guess I'm inspired to share with people. Of course, then there is all the question of carbon footprint and reducing, you know, the destructive effects of industrialized agriculture. Those problems are obviously a result of moving away from this sort of oneness with nature. So the more you go towards this oneness, naturally you address those problems. Yeah, but it's quite a deep book, and I strongly advise anyone to read it. We have this beautiful bookshop called the Freeland Bookshop down the road past the, if you go past the visitor center and take a left towards Eddie and Jaudi, there's this bookshop there, Freeland, and they have the book there. I think they also have the book in the visitor center, and you can of course get it online. The One Straw Revolution. If you're into this subject of natural farming, permaculture, exploring, well, what's the real essential relationship with nature and our food in this life, and not just another concept, then read this book. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
ஏ பொண்ணுன்னா தப்பு நீ சொல்லாதே, அஞ்சில அன்புதான் மாறாதே, நூத்துல ஒண்ணுதான் ஏமாத்தோம், பாக்கியோ காதல காப்பாத்தோம், மனச குழப்பிக்காதே, மனசு பட்ட காதல் தோத்ததில் தோட அந்த தோட, உனக்கு மட்டும் காதல் ராசியில் தோட. மனசு தொட்ட காதல் தோத்ததில்லை தோற.
காதல் ராசியில தோழ அந்த தோழ ஏ பொண்ணுன்னா தப்பு நீ சொல்லாதே, நெஞ்சிலே அன்பு தான் மாறாதே, நூத்துல ஒண்ணுதான் ஏமாத்தோம், பாக்கியோ காதல காப்பாத்தும், மனச குழப்பிக்காதே. மண் பேசிடும் காதல், பெண் பேசிடும் பெண்ணோடு யார் பேசிடும் காதல், காதல் பெண்மை தரும் காதல் இங்கே, பெண்மை தரும் காதல் இங்கே, உண்மை எனும் காதல் நண்பா, தாய்மை எனும் காதல் வாழ்வில் தந்ததிந்த காதல், கண்ட பெண்ணில் நெஞ்சு நீ இல்லை தோழா தோழா, மனசு பத்த காதல் தோத்ததில்லை தோழா அந்த தோழா, உனக்கு மட்டும் காதல் ராசி இல்லை தோழா அந்த தோழா, ஏ பொண்ணுனா தப்பு நீ சொல்லாதே, நெஞ்சிலே அன்பு தான் மாறாதே, என்னத்துல ஒண்ணுதான் ஏமாத்தும், பாக்கியோ காதல காப்பாத்தும், மனச குழப்பிக்காதே. மனசு தொட்ட காதல் தோத்ததில்லை தோழா அந்த தோழா, உனக்கு மட்டும் காதல் ராசி இல்ல தோழா அந்த தோழா.
நீங்கள் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது ஆரோவில் ரேடியோ.